It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock, Hunter, what's going on? Welcome to it. Of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. They got you covered, man. Go see them, Gilson Cycle. You know, motorcycle season right around the corner. Doesn't feel like it, but it's coming. Get your bike running right with
Gilson. Or if your balls are big enough, you can just take your bike out right now.
Yeah, don't be a pussy. Get out now. either way, Gilson Cycle's got you taken care of. All right, let's do it. Fact and opinion. One awesome fact. One dumb opinion. You do what you want with it. I don't care. I don't give a shit. It's your fact, our opinion. Let's see. I do have one that I saved, but I just want to look at this because, of course, I don't look at these before. CPR, no. Elvis.
Yeah,
Elvis.
This is all live, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, right now.
Maybe not the podcast, but this is not edited.
Let's do this one. There's a scale of close encounters, all right? Close encounters of the first, right? So, you know, close encounters with aliens, whatever. So, close encounters of the first kind is seeing a UFO. Close encounters of the third kind is seeing an alien. The fourth kind is being abducted by aliens. The seventh kind is having sex with an alien. So there you go.
Brock is trying to skip right to number seven.
I just want the close encounters of the seventh kind, man. So apparently there's a scale from one to seven of close encounters. Did you know this? Because you're big into aliens.
I didn't specifically know that, but isn't there a movie called The Fourth Kind?
Close encounters of the close scale.
I think the movie is just called The Fourth Kind, though.
Encounters.
No, I didn't really know the different scales. I didn't know a lot of studying going into this, man. It's so weird. Like to think about it. If you're listening, whether you're a believer in aliens or not, we're going to try to stay right down the middle here. You know, it is kind of weird to think about how many, like, cases there are and, like, people saying, like, to me personally, like, thinking about an alien coming down and picking you, taking you up into space and doing the things that they say.
Probing your
bottle. Like, right off the bat, I'm like, geez, dude, you know. You know, build up a little bit. You know, don't jump right into that. But there's so many of these, of like so many different people. I understand there's a lot of crazy people out there if you call them crazy. But what if they're not?
Yeah.
What if they're not? You gotta put your feet in both shoes.
One thing that's kind of hard for me to believe is just why everyone goes for, like, these are advanced alien, if they are, all right? I'm guessing they have advanced technology. Why are they always sticking things up people's asses? Don't you think there's a better way to get information where we're at? Or maybe us as humans don't realize how full of knowledge the asshole is. It's always like, oh yeah, I got probed. I got probed by the same. It's like,
I mean,
what?
That's one of the things. I know, into major detail.
Everything. You know what I mean? But it seems like a general theme. Those, I got probed. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking about this the other day because I give you a lot of shit about not believing in aliens. Here's the thing is, I really just don't have an opinion on it. And let me explain this, because I'm a religious guy. I have my own beliefs and everything like that. So when I joke about them, I was like, oh, aliens aren't real, yada, yada. But the big thing is I haven't really spent much time thinking about it, other than the fact that I'm also not blind to knowing how big our universe is. Okay, right. Like, and how little we actually know. And us being so cocky as to think that we understand some of these, like, even with the Big Bang, whether you believe it was a Big Bang created by a God, a higher power, or it just happened, the fact of the matter is, folks, is that everything we live in right now had to start somewhere, okay? There has to be a beginning. Where the fuck is that beginning, okay?
That's the question.
And even if we were created by aliens. There's people that say, oh, yeah, we're an alien experiment. Who created the aliens? Where did they come from? It's hard to wrap your mind. So when I ever think about aliens, it's almost like I don't think about it because it's too much to wrap your mind around. It really is.
Exactly. And you kind of know that there is no answer. And that's why, like, a neutral stance in some of these subjects, I think, is so important for people. And, like personally, for, like, you, like, specifically, like, I've been religious. I've looked into religion. I look at both sides. The same thing with aliens. And the whole perspective of it is, to me, is I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yep.
And that's the answer. That's my answer. It's always the end. The end thing is, I just don't know. And
no.
And how can I say something specifically about something that I don't really know about?
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And it comes with everything in life. Like if you think you know, because you're humans are just like that. They think they know everything. We want to know everything.
Well, that's why I've always kind of been like on the fence about Neil deGrasse Tyson, because he is so begrudgingly like certain. And it's like, dude, yeah, we can sit here and talk all day about it, but we don't know. We have no fucking idea about how it started, how it's going to end, why we're doing what we do, anything like that. We're just all on this ride together, and it is what it is. I don't know. You know,
so if you think about it, the question is, you know what the question is, the answer. We know what the answer is. There is no answer. The difference is Neil just knows all the stuff in between those two points, you know, where we all know the answers. We don't know. So a lot of us are just like, why do I have to study all the stuff in between until we know the, you know what I'm
here's
saying?
Here's a take, though. But like even like people like him who are like, oh, they know all the stuff in between. Well, they know what we think we've collectively figured out. Like I was watching this thing about how the Great Lakes were made. And it's so funny how everything is worded. We think. It's guessed. It's estimated. It's theories and everything, because either they're talking about, well, we think it did this and we think, but then it's like, it's almost like I'm getting to a point where I'm like, I'm tired of thinking about it because I don't know. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I mean, I'm not going to, who knows? I could die and that could be it, and it's not going to matter either way. It's just, it's so hard to wrap our brains around it, you know?
Yeah.
We could die and wake up in an alien being like, hey, what'd you think of our simulation? We're like, whoa, what the hell? Whoa, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man.
It's a crazy, crazy thing. And that's the answer is, if you want any closure on it, nobody has an answer.
No.
Not you, not me, not your dad. Grandpa knows a lot of shit. He does.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know that fucking answer.
No.
I guarantee you that.
No.
None of us do.
It's weird.
And that's the wildest thing about living this life, this consciousness we're living in.
I've been,
it's like nobody knows.
I've been having kind of like these, I've told you, like I've hit like a third life crisis. And like it's weird. Like I'll be in the shower and all of a sudden just think like, wow, one day I'm going to take the last shower of my life. You know what I mean? Like you just one day this could be the last shower I ever take. And am I going to know? Is it there? You know?
No.
And again, who knows? We could be, you know how we play the game The Sims, right? We're literally we could be a Sims video game for an alien race. Good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You talk about this all day.
All day. I know. We shouldn't even get into it. We should have just made a joke about how I want to have sex with an alien and wrapped it up with that. You know, that's the easy way to go. That's the easy. I want a close encounter of the seventh kind and just be done with it. Just be done with it. So.
Yeah, I saw a picture of on Reddit. Was it yesterday? And it was like a heavenly picture. It was captioned, and it was a beautiful picture of like somebody maybe taking a picture outside of a plane, but it was just clouds and the sun in the back, and it looked like heaven.
Yep.
And I was thinking, you know, like people's imagination of heaven, like that's your like thought of what heaven is. Like I like clouds, but like, do I want to hang out in the clouds for the rest of my life after I die? Probably not.
Yeah.
I want to do something I like.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like I was thinking, my dad's heaven. He like when he dies. He's probably just going to go right back to work up in heaven, you know, start working on stuff.
Go to that big machine shop in the sky, you know what I mean?
Like, that's his heaven. Yeah, like your heaven is probably like a bunch of alien robots that you can have sex with.
You know it, dude. Just fleshlights everywhere.
My wife just walked by shaking her head. Like, Jesus Christ.
Just glory holes. Yeah, all the clouds got glory holes. That's what my heaven is. It's terrible. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting that we got them ranged, and it gets us into. I knew we were probably going to go down this rabbit hole of it, and there's no effing answer at all. But you know,
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
This is crazy.
Real quick, I was going to say before, if you don't understand how small we are, there's a video on YouTube where it shows the planet Earth. And then it goes through the solar system, like our sun.
Dude.
Then it goes to a bigger sun. Dude, the video's like 10 minutes long.
Yep.
And by the time you're at the end of this video, you're like, dude, okay, I feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm completely worthless.
Yeah. That's what it boils down to is like it makes all of our problems seem very small. But then it also makes it seem like, okay, in this big picture of things, if it's this vast, why do we have what we have here? You know what I mean? I don't want to get into it. You know, like, I don't know. Christ. hit the bong again, for God's sake.
Is it the only one, man, or isn't it, you know?
Well, people say the universe, scientists say it's infinite. We have infinite universes, you know, so who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, I'm freaked out now. I'm all paranoid, but well, let's do it. Let's wrap it up here, because we go on all day.
Pass it over, man.
Some good shit, man. Make sure you tune in next time for another fact and opinion, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Here's a word from our sponsor now, man. Yep.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.